1 Kings, chapter 17. And Eliah the Tishbite, of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, Yahweh Elohim of Israel lives, before whom I stand. There shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, Get you from here, and turn yourself eastward, and hide yourself by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. And it will be that you will drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went, and did according to the word of Yahweh. For he went and dwelt by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, Rise up, get you to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. And he rose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, Fetch me, I ask of you, a little water in a vessel so that I might drink. And as she was going to fetch, he called to her and said, Bring me, I ask you, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, As Yahweh your Elohim lives, I do not have a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And I am gathering two sticks so that I might go and dress it for me and my son so that we might eat it and die. And Eliah said to her, Do not fear. Go, do as you have said, but make me of it a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after that make for you and for your son. For thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that Yahweh sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Eliah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of Yahweh which he spoke by Eliah. And it came to pass after these things, the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Eliah, What have I to do with you, O you man of Elohim? Are you come to me to call my sin to remembrance and to kill my son? And he said to her, Give me your son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him on his own bed. And he cried to Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, my Elohim, have you also brought evil upon the widow with whom I travel by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried to Yahweh, and said, O Yahweh, my Elohim, I ask you, let this child's soul come to him again. And Yahweh heard the voice of Eliah. And the soul of the child came to him again, and he revived. And Eliah took the child, and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him to his mother. And Eliah said, See, your son lives. And the woman said to Eliah, Now by this I know that you are a man of Elohim, and that the word of Yahweh in your mouth is truth. End of chapter 17.